Here's a thought I'll title, Your Personal Turning Point. I just had a fascinating afternoon interviewing Cole Thompson and John Barkley out here in Death Valley, and we got to talking about this idea of a personal turning point. And it occurred to us that almost every photographer that we know has a turning point story where something happens or some revelation occurs that literally changes the direction of your photography forever and dramatically changes it. And you can learn about Cole and John's turning points in the video interview that'll be posted here in a few weeks. But here's an example from my own life that will illustrate the point. I remember distinctly coming to the realization with my machine shop and greasy tools project that it would never go on the wall as a matted and framed photograph, because who wants to hang a picture of a greasy tool bench above the fireplace? And so I had to start taking my photography off the wall, which sent me in the direction of books and eventually handmade artist books and folios and chapbooks. And it was a turning point in my career that was substantial and difficult, because it meant I was essentially kind of turning my back on what I thought was my photographic path as a landscape photographer, you know, like so many hundreds and thousands of photographers. I was going to be the next Ansel Adams, like we needed another one. And that turning point changed everything. Another one for me was when I interviewed Jerry Uelsman. I've talked about this many times before, and he explained the idea about gathering assets rather than trying to create artwork with the camera in the field, that art happens in his case and in my case too, back in the studio when I start looking at images and thinking about what I can do with them. So that was a turning point. Essentially, what it sort of boils down to is that in the process of finding your own voice photographically and artistically, you have to go through a process where there's a certain identity crisis, where you really have to come to terms with what it is that you want to do and say and how you want to create. And that may very well take you in a completely different direction than what you had been on up to that point. And it's as though that crisis of identity is a central part of being an artist and discovering what it is that you should be doing with your artistic life.
Copyright 2022, Lenswork Publishing.